4 ZEW Mobile, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu, Echo Whiskey.
GEW Mobile.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Ben. Bill, how are you?
All right, Ben. Just heading in to work.
Finished up with work and want to pick up my daughter. Kind of usual. I played with my SDR a little bit today and, yeah, that was really interesting. I got a lot to learn with that software-defined radio stuff.
Right.
Today, you seem to, your job moves you around a lot, doesn't it?
It does. I'm doing a nighttime job tonight, sir. We're going to be on Augusta Road at the CVS.
That'd be pretty nice. I mean, it messes with your body clock, but you won't be in the heat of the sun or anything. Kind of shift differential for working nights.
Taking 14 hours, I think I will be making 21 hours, so I'm hoping that'll be the case.
Nice. If so, I hope you get a 12-hour shift.
Now, all right now, I hear you. Don't drink from your eyes. I mean, you do still have that whole body clock differential thing, so 12 hours of nighttime work, that can be pretty rough.
Well, I know where I work, I'm locked into 40 hours a week, so it's one rate, same thing every week. I'm not salaried, but I am a consultant, so the rate was set when the contract was written, and very rare will I get signed for overtime.
That's no contract.
But I like the work. Pays pretty well, and since COVID, my travel slacked off. I don't know if that's going to pick up again. My current contract is in Florence, South Carolina, and that'll wrap up at the end of the year, so I don't know what I'm going to get into next. It could be anywhere in the country.
I think I'd like a job that's just been around the country. I would just hope that if they sent me around the country, they'd pay me good and put me up in a place to stay for free.
All my life, I've wanted a travel job, and then I start a family, and the travel job lands in my lap. So I'm like, I have to be home on weekends. That's part of the deal. So sometimes it's get up at like 4 in the morning on Monday morning and be at the airport by 5 kind of stuff. But I haven't done that in about 3 years. So I got to balance the travel and the family because my little girls are only little for so long.
Teenagers in high school, you still gonna wanna be home. That's when they start the dating phase.
My 12-year-old is going on 17. It's about to get crazy. I let my wife handle the woman stuff and I stay out of the way.
All right. Sounds like the plan to me.
At times, we got a pretty open door policy as far as, you know, questions and knowledge sharing and stuff. And we don't try to cover stuff up. If they're old enough to ask about it, they're old enough for the answer, basically. So, my 12-year-old, she figured out Santa, but then she didn't want to say anything about it because she thought it would go away. And I'm like, no, it's still a game that kids and adults play together. It's fine. It's not going away.
What else
are you traveling on your way to work right now?
I am traveling on my way to work. 2100 Augusta Road, Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. I don't know if you have a base station or and a mobile, or if you just work out of the car or what. Just, I've got a mobile set up as my base station and then a mobile in the car.
I don't have a base station set up. I wish I did.
You'll figure something out. You know, with the base station and stuff, to do a mobile at home, you've got to get, like, the 13.8 power supply and, you know, the wiring for it and stuff. So it's a little bit of a different setup, but it still works.
I'm going to be honest with you. It feels weird going into work this time of day. I'm not used to this. This feels weird to me.
I know what you mean. One of my first jobs out of college was for CVS Pharmacy, and it was when CVS bought out the Revco drugstore, and we had to go in at night and convert the computer system. So that store would close at 9 p.m. When they opened again at 9 a.m., they either had to be a newly converted CVS, or we had to have them functional failover back to, you know, Revco. But that store had to open by 9 a.m. in a running state. So it was weird going in to work at, you know, eating dinner at 7, going to work at 9, you know, having some Waffle House about 2 or 3 o'clock while the data transferred, and then wrapping up at like 5 or 6 a.m. Totally sympathize with that one, especially that one. I got kind of used to it, but yeah, if you make that flip, that quick switch, just going day to night, night to day, inverting your schedule like that, that's, man, it's bizarre. It can mess with you, but you can do it.
I know I will. Oh, Ben, I forgot to tell you, I think I'm getting a new radio tomorrow.
For ID. What you thinking?
She ordered it, but I'm getting the Anytone 878GG2+. KO4WWC for ID, by the way. I forgot all about that. My apologies.
Yeah, and I want to look it up. The Anytone.
The Anytone 878GG2+.
Oh, so that's, that does digital BridgeCom DMR and stuff. Is that a handheld? Be cool. Can you hit this repeater from your house with a handheld?
I can, but it depends on where I'm standing. Most of the time I have to be outside. Thirdly, I don't really like to use a handheld at the house just because of that reason.
Yeah, for my house down kind of between Simpsonville and Malden, and if I use an HT on 5 watts, I can break the squelch on the repeater up to Caesar's Head, but I can't get anything intelligible through. And I've tried a couple of different antennas. The signal stuff antenna was with a Nagoya 770 telescoping, a couple others. But now I had to switch to just putting a mobile unit on my desk inside at home.
The mobile unit seemed to work the best anyway because it has more wattage. And plus, you can put the antenna high up on the roof and stuff to be able to get out and hit the repeater really well.
I've heard of people taking a mag mount and putting it on a cookie tray so it has a ground plane, sticking that up in their attic and running their HT off of that from like one floor below and having good results with it. I've not tried that yet.
Well, wasn't quite that bad either, because I ain't got an attic. I live in a trailer.
So, is your roof magnetic? Is it steel or is it aluminum?
It's neither. Hold on, Dave. Looks like I'm going to have to go through a work zone. I'll get right back with you.
Cool. I got dipped going to get my girl, so it's KO4ZEW. I'll be clear.
73. My day's just starting. I'm having to work a nighttime job tonight.
Okay. Well, I've done my turn at that, so you have fun.
Okay. Yeah, I see how it is. All right, Mr. Smarty Pants. If I'm looking forward to anything tomorrow, it'll be getting my radio and my hotspot. Don't keep them out in front of me like that. I hate when people do that. Back glint.
You'll have fun with that new radio and hotspot. It'll open up a whole new world for you.
Some positive things about DMR. I just don't know what's on. Great about it, you know, if the bridge goes down, there is no DMR, so.
It's not. If the internet goes down, you're correct. But, you can have fun with it in the meantime.
That. Yeah, I hear it's sort of like HF. I can make contacts around the world, so that's pretty cool.
If you get on the worldwide talk group, you can definitely make contacts around the world, night and day.
What's been your longest contact on DMR?
Just here in the U.S. I don't get on the worldwide. I'm not much on just making contacts and moving on. There are DMR repeaters local to you also that work with different talk groups or around the state.
That's cool. I guess I'll learn about all of that once I get it set up and everything. The only thing I'm not going to like is I'm probably going to have to order a couple of extra batteries because I'm going to want to play that thing all the time.
That battery lasts a long time on that radio.
Yeah.
That's
nice. Good.
Definitely have fun with that one.
Thanks. I really appreciate your enthusiasm on that one.
Be careful down there. Make sure everybody sees you. Got flashing lights all over you.
Do my best. Now, if somebody runs over me, well, you'll find out.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say 73s. I'm almost to the house, so you be careful this evening and have a good evening. Hope everything goes good for you. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now.
Roger that, Patrick. Thank you for the cue, sir. I appreciate the company. Sorry if I said anything. It may have bothered you, and you be careful getting the rest of the way home. And I'll talk to you soon on down the road. It's KO4, WWZ. I'll be listening.
It's RR, KO4NUE. RR, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact. I'm clear.
KO4. KL4NUE, KL4WWZ. Don't you go nowhere. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Chad, how you doing?
Chad. I just hadn't talked to you in a while. Hadn't heard you on the radio. What you been up to?
My son turns 21 today, so we're gonna, you know, it's kind of a, I'm gonna go help him be 21 tonight. just one. But, you know, so we're gonna go celebrate his birthday. I got to leave here in a minute or so, but, just gonna drop by and say hello.
Son, I say congratulations and, try not to drink too much. But, anyway, Chad, I'm just gonna tell you, you need to get your shit away, sir. I'm just kidding with you. Just stay up from the WWZ. I'll let you get what you need to do. 73, Chad. Pleasure talking to you.
You ain't clear.
KA3, JCA, KL4, WWC.